Matthew chapter 24, verses 22 to 44. And expect those days should be shortened. There should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. And if any man shall say unto you, Lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Behold, I have told you before. Wherefore, if they shall say unto you, Behold, he is in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he is in the secret chambers. Believe it not. For as the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For wheresoever the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered together. Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. And then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. Now learn a parable of the fig tree. When his branch is yet tender and putteth forth leaves, ye know that summer is nigh. So likewise, when ye shall see all these things, know that it is near, even at the doors. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but by my words shall not pass away. But if that day and hour knoweth no man, know not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Then shall two be in the field, the one shall be taken and the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the mill, the one shall be taken and the other left. Watch therefore, for ye know not what hour Lord doth come. But know this, that if the good man of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore, be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh.
Thank you, Brother Chris. Well, just by way of brief review and introduction, we found that this Olivet Discourse was the longest answer the Lord gave to any question in the New Testament. And so it's unique in that way. And the disciples asked three questions. When will these things be? And what will be the signs of thy coming and at the end of the age? And the Lord answers these questions, but he does it in reverse. And just to add that he actually does answer when by saying, you will not know when. But we'll have that in this study. So he answers them, but he answers those questions in reverse, and he begins with the end of the age, and he begins with general conditions, as we had it in verse 3 through verse 14. We call those the birth pangs, or the beginning of sorrows, and there were basically six of them. False Christs would deceive. There would be warfare, nations rise against nations. There would be conditions on earth which would be devastating, earthquakes and famines and pestilence in various places. There would be severe persecution to those that followed the Lord. There would be defection of false believers. And finally, there would be the spread of the gospel of the kingdom throughout the world. And these are the birth pangs, these six things. Then we came to verse 15, where we find this significant moment in the history of man, when one man would set himself up as if he were God. And he will, we're told in other passages, that this abomination of desolation is referred to as a man of lawlessness. He's the man of sin. This begins the last half week of the 70th week of Daniel, the last 3.5 years. So it's a moment, a significant moment in time before the coming of the Lord in judgment. And this is brought out that those that would be read it, take heed. If you do not understand this one, it's referred to in Daniel. And then we mentioned in Daniel chapter 11. Also, there are other references in the book of Daniel of this one. And in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, they're told to flee. There most likely will be a tremendous gathering in Israel when this man does what he does. And yet the faithful, they're told that this sign is a moment when they should run away. Leave Judea. Do not wait. Do not hesitate. There is going to come calamity after this man does what he does. And this brings up where we are now. Verse 21 talks about the great tribulation. So when we talk about the tribulation period in general terms, we understand it to be at least 7 years. But there's a period of great tribulation, which is in the middle of those 7 years. Revelation has it in the number of days. Daniel talks about in a number of months in Revelation also, 42 months, or 1,260 days, I believe. And there's also going to be a little lingering time after that, approximately another 30 days and another 45 days before Christ completely sets aside these enemies that have risen up against him and his people. But those type of details, brethren, I'm going to just encourage us to do that kind of study at home. Because we'll never get through this passage today if we linger on chapter 24, verse 15, through verse 21. So this is for private study. I would encourage you. There's many written books, as we had encouraged us before. And as we go forward, not to say that there shouldn't be any more comments about verse 15, but as we move forward, we see God's mercy in verse 22. He shortens the days of this terrible time. Which would even impact the elect. The elect would be harmed because of this. As a brief outline for what we just read, we're going to finish up the Great Tribulation, which would be from verse 22 to verse 28 as part of it. Then the coming of the Son of Man, which is verses 29 through 31. The parable of the fig tree, which is verses 32 through 35, and no one knows the day or the hour. Very, very important. May that penetrate our hearts. No one knows the day or the hour, verses 36 through 44. So may the Lord help us. And once again, I encourage the brothers who participate to use the microphones.